From the heartland of America and the gateway to the West, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. Welcome to Coast AM. Up next, Dr. Joel Wallach from CriticalHealthNews.com joins us. I'm going to give you a toll-free number after the break, which you can call for assistance, information that the doc gives out, but the website is available to hit. If you got a smartphone, go take a look at it. Download their free app as well if you're at your computer desk. Go to CriticalHealthNews.com. Back in a moment with Dr. Joel Wallach on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, Dr. Joel Wallach. You just heard that CriticalHealthNews.com mention. They've been with us for years now. Doc Wallach, of course, heads up CriticalHealthNews.com, and he is back with us as he and pharmacist Ben Fuchs rotate every other 3 weeks to come on the show. Doc, how was your Christmas and New Year's, my friend?
Well, it was great, and of course, you know, we had lots of relatives, lots of Zooms all over the world, and greetings and New Year's to you, sir.
Got lots to talk with you about tonight, Doc, and one of the things I'm going to do in just a few moments is tell you what I've been doing. I told everybody last night on the program that I was going to give you the specifics of the supplements I've been taking and get your reaction to it.
Okay.
As we all try to fight this wretched COVID disease. But what's your reaction? I know you're not an olive oil fan, but the College of Cardiology is saying that if you take half a tablespoon a day, you're less likely to die from cardiovascular disease. What do you think of that?
Well, the EFAs, essential fatty acids, which are found in olive oil, okay, will prevent blood clots. Okay, and
all
so
right.
that's where it really works. It can help reduce blood pressure. All right, and so when you look at our big hammer out of our toolbox, a Healthy Brain and Heart Pack has 215 nutrients in it. We have a package of the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack, 215 nutrients. There's three, let's see here, there's two bottles, one bottle of the EFAs, one bottle of the EFA pluses, which are the equivalent of the olive oil. And the one is made from seeds, like olive seeds, and the other one is made from fish livers. And so I take three of those, each of those, twice a day. I only weigh 142 pounds. I'm 83 years old. Most people think I'm 50 when they look at me.
That's true. I've seen you many times. You don't look your age, that's for sure.
And so, yeah, definitely. But see, now if you were to drink too much of that, it can also cause problems because it oxidizes and turns into trans fats, heterocyclamines, and acrylamides, which can cause plaque in the arteries. It's not cholesterol that causes plaque in the arteries, but it's oxidized oils. So you have to be, you have to be conservative. Use the right stuff, but use the right amounts of the right stuff, and then you'll be good to go.
And you don't want to eat old oil, do you?
No. You cannot eat old oil. And that's why I always tell people, we have about a half-acre garden in our backyard. We have a small orchard. And we only eat, we do have grapevines. We make our own wine and stuff like that. But, you know, we make sure that when we buy something out of the grocery store, it was brand new, just got there. We don't want something that's been in the warehouse at 120 degrees for three summers and oxidizing and that kind of stuff. And so you got to be really, really careful because you have to be careful of the gluten. No wheat, butter, rye, and oats. There are no such things as gluten-free oats. They destroy your intestinal lining. And even if you're taking the olive oil, you cannot absorb the nutrients if you're eating gluten. And so you have to stay away from gluten. And that's one of the things I wanted to talk about, so you brought it up perfectly. And it's one of those things where if you don't do everything right, you're doomed. And, of course, the doctors miss it by a million miles, and they say, look, just get your vaccinations and everything will be fine. No, that's absolutely a million miles off.
That's right.
Vaccinations don't kill the viruses. They don't kill bacteria. They don't kill things like
they help boost your immune system.
Well, they boost your immune system by actually irritating your immune system. And your immune system makes a antibody against that bad DNA and RNA that just irritated it. Okay, And that's the whole idea of vaccinations. And they could be killed viruses and bacteria, or modified where they're still alive but they can't cause disease. And the value of the vaccinations is that if you run into that virus or bacteria, within 30 minutes, your body will be releasing the antibodies that were formed when you were vaccinated. The vaccinations do not kill the bugs. But when you get your antibodies rising, your body's supposed to send out the white blood cells and the antibodies to go kill and eat the viruses and bacteria and fungus and yeast. It's your body that does that, not the vaccination. The vaccination does not kill the bugs. And the doctors give the impression that if you get vaccinated, you're safe because it'll kill the bug. It does not kill the bugs.
And you got vaccinated, though, against COVID, didn't you?
I got my two vaccinations a month apart. Then 6 months later, I got my booster. I was in the Army for 7 years. I was in the Air Force for 20 years, retired as a lieutenant colonel.
So you got your shots there, too,
every,
right?
Every year, they'd line us up by the thousands, and you'd get 10 vaccinations, and I even got rabies shots since I was a veterinarian. You get your vaccinations, you get 10, 12 of them within an hour every year.
Yep. I went through that in the Navy. And
there you go.
But the last one they gave me was, I believe it was a malaria shot, and my arm swelled up for 2 weeks, Doc. But I want to let's talk about the vaccinations. Let's talk about our immune system, and I want to tell you what I've been doing and have you grade me on what I've been doing. First of all, I want everybody to know this again. I am not opposed to vaccinations at all. I'm opposed to mandating people to take vaccinations. So, first of all, it's up to you. You decide if you want to get a vaccination or not. And it's up to you. I'm not opposed to vaccinations at all. That being said, I don't get vaccinations ever since I got out of the military. I've never had the flu shot. I don't get the flu. I haven't gotten the COVID shot. And I want to be very honest with you that I just have a hang up about it. And I haven't taken it. So, Doc, let me tell you what I've been doing. And knock on wood, I've been on planes. I've been in events. And so far, so good. I'll go through one at a time. One, I'm taking your Tangy Tangerine, which includes vitamin C. Smart thing to do?
Very smart thing to do. The Beyond Tangy Tangerine is part of the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack, has 215 nutrients in it.
All right, I'm taking D3.
Very good, because it helps you absorb nutrients, which makes your bone marrow happy and your bones happy, and it makes it much more efficient.
I'm taking zinc, and I drink it with quinine water.
Beautiful. Of course, quinine is good against malaria, but also the, let's see here, everything else is good to help your bone marrow make happy white blood cells.
And the zinc itself, what does that do?
Well, zinc also supports the immune system. Vitamin C, zinc, vitamin D3, collagen, those kind of things help your bone marrow do their job, which is to make antibodies and white blood cells to go kill and eat the viruses, bacteria, fungus, and yeast. Remember, the vaccines don't do that. It's your bone marrow and the cells they produce does.
We've got a guest. His name's Christian Wild. He's a great author and researcher, and he has a website called myheartbook.com. I turned him loose years ago on studying and investigating turmeric, and he's been coming up with incredible reports on its anti-inflammation abilities. But he says that there are studies coming out now saying turmeric is also an enemy of COVID.
Yeah, well, turmeric, again, is an antioxidant, and it supports the immune system. And it doesn't attack the COVID directly, but it supports the immune system, which does attack.
So what am I doing right with that combination we just went through?
Well, you're doing everything right, and so that's one of the reasons why you're doing good. Now, you have to appreciate, if you have your choice of take the vaccinations and no vitamins and minerals and supplements, or take the vitamins, minerals, and supplements and no vaccination, I would go with take the vitamins and minerals and supplements and no vaccination, because your immune system will work without the vaccination. But your immune system won't work without the nutrients.
Exactly. Now, why are so many people who have been vaccinated, and I know dozens of them, coming down with COVID?
Well, it's very, very easy. These breakthrough infections and deaths, and Colin Powell is one of my heroes. You know, he's a black fellow who is a four-star general in the
Army.
The,
love that guy. Love
yeah,
that guy.
He was a first black man to be the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. He was the first black man to be the Secretary of State for the U.S. He had his two vaccinations. 6 months later, he got his booster, and then 2 months later, he dies of COVID. Now, how could that be? Well, I didn't have to see him, but I saw him on TV just a couple of weeks before he died. He had snow white hair, and that means he was not absorbing nutrition. He was eating gluten. That tells me he was eating gluten because white hair and silver hair and gray hair has nothing to do with age. It has to do with nutritional deficiency. It's like a red warning light in your dashboard when you have gray hair. And
which gets deficient as you get older. That's what happens. Your hair changes color because you're not getting the right supplements as you get older, right?
That's correct. Now, if you take your supplements, it'll, for instance, I'm 83 and my hair is still black and it never changed.
It's blacker than mine and I tint it a little bit.
Okay. And so, again, it's one of those things where, so I knew he was eating gluten. And he wasn't supplementing. If he was supplementing, he was supplementing with maybe vitamin C only or something like that. He wasn't doing a complete job, and that's why he died from the COVID, the breakthrough infection. The vaccines probably did their job, but he could not absorb. Even if he was supplementing, he couldn't absorb because he's eating gluten, and that's why his hair turned white. He probably had hemorrhoids. He probably had varicose veins. He may have had an aneurysm. In his brain and in his aorta, those kind of things are all caused by the same deficiency. And so this is easy to reverse all those things with the supplement with the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack, which contains the Tangy Tangerine, which you like. And you know, this is important. When people don't take these specific nutrients, it's kind of like saying, well, you know, are you taking care of your car? No, it's burning up. Well, Do you put oil in it? No. Why would I put oil in it? You know, all the
and the oil light's been on for 2 months, right?
Exactly. I just put dirt from Texas in there. There's bound to be some oil in it because that's dirt from Texas. A stupid, crazy person would not do that to their car. But when a doctor says, "Oh, just eat well, you get everything you need," you know, the four food groups, the seven food group pyramid, you'll be fine. And people kill themselves by following that instruction. Every doctor who says that must be put in jail as a mass murderer, because you cannot...
Wow, Doc. Those are pretty strong words, Doc. Yeah.
Well, you know, the CDC just came out a couple of weeks ago with the top three causes of death in American hospitals annually. Number one was heart disease. And you don't know if it was really... They entered the hospital for heart disease, but did they die from heart disease? Did they die from complications? Did they die from a nurse giving somebody else's medication? Did they die from an infection? 611,000 deaths each year on the average in American hospitals from heart disease. Number two is cancer. Now, did they die of cancer? They entered the hospital for cancer, but did they die from an infection? Did they die on the surgery table? You know, but they're still calling it cancer. And we're talking about 585,000. Now, number three was a shocker. 250,000 people die in hospitals, American hospitals each year, from medical errors. 250,000, number three cause of death in American hospitals annually is medical errors.
Yep, it's crazy.
Now, how many businesses, George, could stay in business if they killed 250,000 of their customers in their workplace?
Zip, they'd all be sued.
Yeah, well, the only reason they're not is because they make the patient sign an entry form which says that, you know, if something goes wrong, they won't hold the hospital and doctors responsible.
That's a good point. Doc Wallach with us. The website is criticalhealthnews.com. I need 1,000 of you to go to that website with your smartphone or your desktop right now and just peruse for a little bit while you're listening to the program. I want to set another record with Doc. We always do that. criticalhealthnews.com. And here's the number to call for assistance. Once Doc starts taking calls soon, he gives you a lot of information, and you might be driving, you might not be able, you might be in bed. Call 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO, and there are folks there taking down the information that the doc passes on so you can get it that way. And also, on you're still doing the Ask Doc Live?
Oh, absolutely.
That's on Friday mornings at 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific time. You do it on Zoom. And, folks, you can sign up for free at AskDocDocLive.com. That's that website. And Doc is just working away where he talks about supplementation and things you can run. It's run by the webmaster of CriticalHealthNews.com, Jonty and Rebecca. And take advantage of that, too. Doc, we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back and take some phone calls with you this half hour and all of next hour as well. Doc Wallach with us from CriticalHealthNews.com. He's one of a kind, folks. And, again, that website is available for you to go to at any time. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, along with Doc Wallach from CriticalHealthNews.com. We got very close to those numbers on that website, still looking for more hits, so just go to CriticalHealthNews.com. You should do that on a regular basis anyway to get some great information about Doc Wallach and the things that he's been doing to help so many people. How many years you been helping folks now, Doc?
Let's see here. I guess it's been 75 years.
My gosh.
I started when I was 9. And 20 doctors couldn't figure out what I had, and they were going to institutionalize me because I was being very violent and I was hurting people and so forth. I lived on a farm, so I was very strong, throwing bales of hay around, so I could beat up a full-size adult man. And so they 20 doctors over a period of 5 years couldn't figure it out, and they said they were going to put me in an institution. I said, "What does that mean, Mom?" "Well, they're going to put you in a hospital." I said, "Well, how long am I going to be there?" She said, "Well, who knows? It could be for the rest of your life if they can't figure it out." And so I'm sitting at the end of the bed, and I said, "Well, I'm eating the same thing that all the animals are on the farm here, and they don't have what I got. And so what's going on here?" So I said, "Well, I'm going to try something." And so what I did, I went out, and I threw my Cheerios for breakfast out to the chickens, and I went to the barn, and I got the alfalfa pellets that we were feeding the calves that had vitamins and minerals added to them, put them in my cereal bowl, added milk to it. By the third day, after 5 years of getting worse and worse and worse, I was cured. And I knew that doctors didn't know anything back then when I was 9 years old. And that's what started me on this. People would notice in church, and they'd point and whisper because I was a totally different person 3 days later. And they said, "What's going on here?" And so they would come to me and say, "Well, I have diabetes, and I hear you can cure my diabetes." I said, "Ma'am, I'm only 9 years old. I don't even know what diabetes is." So I had to go look it up in the Merck manual and figure out that it wasn't a genetic disease, it was a simple nutritional deficiency. Started giving them the nutrients, and their diabetes would go away, and the word got out, and that's how it all started.
Good for you. Well, you do a remarkable job helping a lot of people. I've got an email from Becky in Texas. She says she's watching her diet and what she eats, but her glucose level is still high. Is there anything she could do with supplementation to help lower that?
Yes. Well, let's just go by per 100 pounds of body weight. She needs to get rid of all the bad foods so she can absorb the nutrients, okay? No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils of any kind, no gluten, no wheat, no barley, rye, and oats. And this is forever. It's not until she feels better, and then she can't go back to all the bad stuff because she'll be back in the hole again. Okay, no fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no gluten, no wheat, barley, rye, and oats, no sugar, no carbonated drinks because the carbonation neutralizes the stomach acid, which you need to break down proteins and amino acids to absorb minerals, keep your stomach sterile, and no belching, burping, bloating, and reflux. Just by doing that and eating our pink Himalayan salt. You need salt. You have chief cells in your stomach, which turn the salt into stomach acid, which you need. And so she needs to do that, and none of the bad foods. And then I want her to take, let's just go by per 100 pounds of body weight, because we don't know how much she weighs. Let's have her take one of our healthy blood sugar packs. If she's on medication for her diabetes, don't cold turkey off the medication, but as her blood sugar begins to drop, which it will, she needs to slowly reduce her medication. Usually within 2 to 4 weeks, she'll be an ex-diabetic. I don't care if she's been a diabetic for 30 years. In 2 to 4 weeks, she won't be a diabetic anymore. Easy to get rid of, but she has to stay on the supplements forever, and she has to stay on the diet removing all the bad foods forever.
And salt, by the way, is important to your diet, isn't it?
Oh, salt is important for two reasons. Number one, every cell in your body requires salt to function properly and keep their osmotic pressure proper. For all your cells and tissues and organs need salt. Okay, we have the pink Himalayan salt with 78 minerals in it, and it came from the oceans in the Himalayan mountains. When they went away, all the minerals and all the salt just settled down in the valleys, and so we have kind of control over that, and so we sell an enormous amount of our pink Himalayan salt as a result. So, yeah, she needs the salt. Everybody needs salt. They have these essential nutrients in there. And it was the first supplement that we had as humans. They would evaporate the salt water and sell the salt. You know, we're talking about hundreds of thousands of years ago, long before there was even writing.
Why is it that supplementation helps the human body? I mean, it's like we're a machine, a well-oiled machine, but it's amazing how supplementation from this planet helps us.
Okay, well, George, you know, that's one of the reasons why I respect you. You hit the nail on the head, you get an A+. You cannot live without supplementation. It's kind of like saying, "Well, I waxed my car, so I don't know why the engine burned up." I said, "Well, did you put oil in your car?" "No, I just put dirt from Texas in there. There's bound to be some oil in it." And that's stupid. Nobody would do that. Even a crazy person wouldn't do that to their car. But when a doctor says, look, don't waste your money on vitamins and minerals. Just take, you know, just take my prescription and take, you know, just eat your four food groups and your seven food group pyramid and you'll be fine. And that's, any doctor who said that should be put in jail for being a mass murderer, because they kill the people who they tell to do that sort of thing. And so it's essential to supplement. We need 90 essential nutrients, 90, 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 3 fatty acids for every cell, every tissue, every organ or body to function properly. And plants only need 3. Now, a farmer, he gets paid by tons and bushels per acre. He doesn't get paid by the nutritional value of the food. So if you call any farm store and ask, you know, what fertilizer that farmers use for their fields, what nutrients in the fertilizer? They said, well, just 3, NPK, nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium, gives him the maximum yields per in tons per acre. And then if he feeds his plants from his farm to his animals, he gives them the vitamins and minerals.
That's right. Good point. Let's take some calls for you, Doc, and then we'll do it all next hour. By the way, here's that toll-free number to call anytime, by the way, for assistance, and they will help you. They're like Doc's understudies. 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. Just remember that. And the website, of course, is criticalhealthnews.com. West of the Rockies, let's start with Carolyn in Loveland, Colorado. Hi, Carolyn. Welcome to the program.
Hi, George. Hi, Dr. Wallach.
Hi, Carolyn.
So my whole family tested positive for different variants of the MTHFR gene. And have you heard of the MTHFR gene?
I have not, no. Have you, Doc? Is that another new one?
So, well, it's not too new, but ever since they started fortifying the food with folic acid back in the 90s, it's been coming up for people because it causes all kinds of different issues, autoimmune disorders, cancers, skin problems,
Kinds
of things.
Stop. When you say autoimmune disorders, what are you talking about? Irritable bowel syndrome, you talk about lupus.
Irritable bowel, lupus, multiple sclerosis, rheumatoid, psoriasis.
All of the above, I guess.
Now, none of those are autoimmune. They're all nutritional deficiencies except for rheumatoid arthritis. It's a nutritional deficiency arthritis plus an infection with a bug called mycoplasma, which is killable with an antibiotic called minocycline, like the bait fish, minocycline. Lupus is just a very simple nutritional deficiency. It's always secondary to irritable bowel syndrome. Is caused always by eating gluten, causes death to your intestinal lining instead of looking like a shag rug in there, which is, you know, it increases the absorptive surface. Your intestines, when you're eating gluten, you suddenly aren't absorbing anything. Now, why do you think that three-year-old kids, when they get the COVID, they have common cold-like symptoms for 3 days, their antibodies go up, and then after 3 days, they're perfectly normal, they have antibodies, they're good to go. Somebody who's 50 years old, they get the COVID, and if they're not supplementing, they die. Okay, well, the kids, they're getting kiddie vitamins that the pediatricians give the mom to give to the babies. We have one, it's called Kids Toddy. And, of course, we give them the Cherry Mints and the EFAs along with that.
Kids Toddy?
Kids Toddy, like a hot toddy.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It tastes good. It's made out of lemonade and limeade, but it has all these nutrients in it. And then, of course, we add the plant minerals from our Cherry Mints and then the EFAs so that they don't get blood clots and things. And you start giving these kids this stuff, they do, all their diseases go away. But once you're... Have you been eating gluten for 10, 12, 15, 20 years? Your intestines are dead. And even if you get your vaccination, like Colin Powell did, if you're eating gluten and not supplementing, you're still going to get the COVID and die.
Yeah, we interviewed Dr. Peter McCullough about a week plus ago, and he says that 75% of the Omicron patients have been vaccinated already. 75%! It's crazy,
yep.
Doc. My gosh.
Yeah, we're getting a million new cases a day now.
Now, in Carolyn's case, all her family members test positive for all these other ailments. Is it genetic, too?
It's not genetic. There are no genetically transmitted diseases. That's why my thesis on 20,000 autopsies is in the Smithsonian Institute as a national treasure. I created a new science called epigenetics, which has replaced genetics. There are no genetically transmitted diseases. Cystic fibrosis isn't genetic. Muscular dystrophy isn't genetic. We actually gave Jerry Lewis all that information in the telethon.
Yeah, look what happened to him.
Well, they fired him because they didn't want to believe that it was not genetic, and they fired Jerry Lewis.
After all those years, too, the poor guy.
Yeah, he raised $2 billion for him, and they fired him. Now you haven't heard anything about the
possibilities
association anymore because they're dead without Jerry Lewis.
That's true. Tom's got a text or tweet for you, Doc. What do you have, Tom?
Oh, we sure do. This in from Terry in Connecticut. I'll just read it verbatim here. My son is 5'8 and weighs 160. He has arterial insufficiency and stage 2 hypertension. Doctor scheduled surgery for February 8. He has a blood clot. Why are they waiting so long?
Well, I want to know what kind of surgery they're going to do.
It doesn't say there, no.
Yeah. Right. Okay. So I just want to say for that gal, you know, beforehand, I want the little kids and her family to be getting the kids, Toddy, and the Cherry Men's and the EFAs, and the adults getting the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack and the collagen peptides and the vitamin D3, okay? Now, for this guy here, let's see here. Give me again. He's got
some kind of artery issue.
Yeah, high blood pressure.
Dan, okay, so he's 5'8", and he weighs 160. He has arterial insufficiency and stage 2 hypertension, but he also has a blood clot, and they haven't scheduled surgery until February 8th. She wants to know why.
Okay. So I don't know why they're waiting so long. Maybe the doctor, you know, is, which I say, he's on vacation or something like that, or he wants to wait until the tuition is due for his kid in college, so, you know, everything's timely.
Well, Doc, you don't like doctors, do you?
Well, I have done 32,000 autopsies, George. Remember, the third leading cause of death in hospitals is medical errors.
Well, absolutely. Now, by prolonging the surgery, I mean, is that dangerous for the kid?
Well, yeah, if he's having all these problems, he could die. Okay, and so, and you said he weighs 100 and what?
160.
160, okay.
5'8". That's not bad.
No. So he needs to get rid of all the bad foods, no fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens, no wheat, no barley, rhinose, no sugar, no carbonated drinks. Even the diet one's got to go because it's the carbonation that's neutralizing the stomach acid. Needs 2 Healthy Brain and Heart Packs per month, a full dose of everything twice a day. He needs 2 bottles a month of our MSM, so he can take 3 with each meal. And they're going to support and promote maintenance repair of cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, including the walls of the arteries and the veins and the heart valves and so forth. He also needs 2 bottles a month of our Ultimate Daily Classic tablets. We can take 3 of those twice a day, and they're going to support healthy blood pressure and support healthy blood flow through blocked arteries and help get rid of those blood clots, and he'll be good to go.
Doc, if somebody has not supplemented at all, and then they start the program, how long does it take the body to kick in with these?
Well, I've had people who have been diabetics for 25 years, and in 2 weeks they're not a diabetic anymore. I have people that have not urinated in 10 years or on dialysis 6 days a week for 10 years, and in 2 weeks' time they're urinating, so they drop it down to 3 times a week, and in 2 more weeks they're totally off of dialysis. I always say, give me 90 days, because I don't want them sitting there saying, well, I tried it for 2 days and it didn't work. So
right,
I say, give me 90 days, but really you're going to start seeing some benefit within 2 to 4 weeks, and diabetes goes away very quickly, arthritis goes away very quickly, fibromyalgia goes away very quickly, fatty liver, cirrhosis goes away very quickly. All these things, heart disease, high blood pressure, AFib, atrial fibrillation goes away very quickly. Atrial fibrillation is not a heart disease, but doctor thinks it's a heart disease. It's actually osteoporosis of the skull.
It's an electric thing.
It's squeezing the 10th cranial nerve, causing an irregular heartbeat.
First-time caller Dwight in Pennsylvania. Let's squeeze you in before the break. Dwight, go ahead.
Yes, sir. Okay. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I wanted to know about the hernias. How do you secure those, and how do you
okay,
help
I have to
them
speak up a little bit. I heard the word hernia. Yeah.
And how tall are you, Dwight?
So about 5'6".
All right. Hernia is that muscle pull, Doc. Other than surgery, what can you do?
Okay. Now, are you talking a belly button hernia, an inguinal hernia down in your groin? What are we talking about, hernia here?
That one, down in that area.
No. Okay, so we're talking about
down below, Doc.
Okay, a low hernia, okay. Yeah, and so what we're going to do is tone up the connective tissue, okay, make the hole smaller, and tone up all the ligaments that hold things in the proper position. So, and you weigh 200 pounds?
125,
okay. So, I want you to get rid of all the bad foods. You've heard me say this already 3 or 4 times, fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens, no wheat, no barley, rhinose, no sugar, no carbonated drinks. The diet one's got to go. And 125 pounds, I go ahead and take One healthy brain and heart pack per month. Get another bottle of our selenium, not from Walgreens, but our selenium has five cofactors in there, one of which is missing, why you have this problem. And so I want you to take three of our selenium twice a day. You get three of them from the healthy brain and heart pack and the other three in the bottle. And then I also want you to get our MSM. Go ahead and get one bottle a month there so you can take three twice a day. And it's going to support and promote maintenance repair of cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, including where you have your hernia. Okay. And then also, I want you to take care of our collagen peptides. It's in a canister. It's a powder. And it's actually...
I haven't heard about that one before. Is that new, Doc?
Actually, it's about a couple of years old. But collagen peptides, George, are the cartilage from fish, poultry, sheep, and beef. And this guy wants to put a scoop of this in... his drink in the morning, put a scoop in his drink in the afternoon, and it's going to rebuild the arteries walls, the vein walls, the muscle, all the tendons and ligaments, even the cartilage in your trachea and bronchi.
Wow, that's amazing. Stay with us, Doc. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back with more phone calls next hour with Doc Wallach from CriticalHealthNews.com.